I informed the committee that I would put a hold on his confirmation in the Senate until I was able to get some response from Secretary Kempthorne regarding the request that we have made to the BLM to delay the issuance of oil and gas leases on top of the Rome Plateau, as well as allowing the state of Colorado sufficient time to provide input on the commercial development of oil shale. Following that hearing, I then met with Secretary Dirk Kempthorne for about an hour. I made three requests of him. The first is that I wanted a response from him with respect to the opportunity of the state of Colorado to provide meaningful input into the development of oil shale. Secondly, I asked him to delay the issuance of leases on the top of the Rome Plateau until we have had additional time to have questions answered that we have with respect to where the oil and gas wells are going to be located, as well as with respect to the districting, which they have proposed to move forward with on the development of the five different watersheds on top of the Rome Plateau. What I told Secretary Kempthorne is that I wanted a letter from him that essentially gave me the comfort that BLM and the Department of Interior will not be running roughshod over western Colorado, both with respect to oil shale as well as with respect to the Rome Plateau, and in addition, with respect to development that's going to be occurring on the public lands under the jurisdiction of the BLM. He said that he would prepare a letter. I told him I would wait to see the letter and then make my decision with respect to Director Nominee Caswell. The approval of two national heritage areas, which have been very important to me, which I have been working on for the last 2 years. The first is the creation of the Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area in the San Luis Valley. That has been a project which we've had underway for a long time with respect to southern Colorado and the San Luis Valley. It's my hope that we will be able to move forward and to make that legislation a reality so that the cultural heritage of the southern part of the San Luis Valley can be enshrined to the kind of recognition that it deserves given its rich history. The South Park National Heritage Area in Park County also was approved this morning by the Energy Committee. Since 1997, the people of Park County have been working on this very successful heritage program. They have 70 partners that have been involved in this project, and I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to move on that legislation and get it through the Senate and then through the House of Representatives. We must get this legislation through the Senate, and it needs to get to the President's desk, and the President hopefully will sign the bill. The legislation that we have before us allocates about $37.6 billion for Homeland Security. The key components of the legislation address funding for border security, port security, aviation security, state and local and homeland security grants, federal emergency management agency actions, and other important provisions for homeland security. Ever since 9/11, it's been important for us to make sure that we recognize that homeland security has the kind of priority in our nation's government that it ought to have. I'm disappointed with the President's statement of policy. President Bush has threatened to veto the legislation. I think that's the wrong way to go because I think it will obstruct our ability to achieve real homeland security for the United States of America. So I'm hopeful that he will change his mind as this appropriations bill progresses through the Senate.